Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us. We've been talking about the article all morning here. Mike McDaniel must evolve to ensure his survival. It's got a lot of different parts to it. As we say good morning to you, Omar.
Good morning.
So what finally put you over the top to go inside with some of this stuff, and including a lot of people think it was a bash job, but you made it clear you have nothing against Mike. What made you go there after the rookie minicamp?
This is something I've been reporting on since probably January. And I wanted to make sure that not only did I feel like I got the full portrait, the Jalen Ramsey part of it, you know, really, I was going to write it after free agency anyway, just because I didn't want it to impact the free agency. But when the Jalen Ramsey trade stuff came out, I felt like I needed to do more reporting and try to get more of an understanding of what's going on. And finally got to the point where I was comfortable enough in writing it. I know people are going to view it as a hit job, but if they know my work and they know the body of work that I do, that's not what I'm about. I also want to make sure that people understand this does not mean that Mike is a bad coach. This does not mean that Mike can't change. I think anybody with Mike's background, life experiences, AA, can understand that, hey, anybody can change. And the question is, does he feel like he needs to change? Or does he feel like he needs to have the right people inside his locker room? Because it's kind of hard to lead your team when the two best players on your team are bad influences.
Yeah, I think you have it there. Boy, that's a great one. We've been talking about that. So Mike McDaniel is not going to change, in my opinion. Maybe you feel differently. But I do think and I hope he realizes he's got to have the right people, since he's big on it's the players' team, and they make the decisions and all that stuff. You got to have the right guys. And I think most of the guys want to do it the right way. But you and I have been talking about Jalen Ramsey being one and Tyreek Hill being the other. And I know a lot of guys, and well.
I didn't want to put it all on them until it was put all on them. And, and Jalen, to his credit, Jalen is the only defensive player that has practiced in every single practice last season. So on the field, Jalen has done everything that you've asked him. He's probably even asked you to do more. However, you know, there's certain things that just can't be tolerated, it's true. And this is where, you know, some people take offense. They walked around on eggshells around Jalen. And as an organization, it wasn't just Mike. And that's just an unhealthy approach. And I get it. You know, the probably Jets walked on eggshells around Aaron Rodgers and certain players of certain caliber and certain status. And probably the dogs, you know, you got to treat them a little bit differently. But they've also got to be held to the same standard that everybody else is. Otherwise, it's going to become a bad environment.
So I wanted to bring this part. There are a lot of different parts to it. If people haven't read it, go to the Miami Herald, and there's an article from our guest Omar Kelly there. They don't want people to compete. We need competition, one prominent player said. That's why we're a front-running team. When we get punched in the mouth, we don't fight back. And I was thinking Green Bay Packers, man, is the first thing I thought of. But anyway, what
Houston as well.
Houston.
And this is probably something I think that might even predate Mike, because I think they got punched in the mouth against Jacksonville and they fought back. I don't think it's a consistent thing. I think it's just a really convenient, good narrative. Now, they can't play in the cold. They fade in December. I remember, what was his name? The really horrible safety that we had last year. Jordan Poyer. There you go. I remember Jordan Poyer came here and he said
You're a bad man. You're just a bad guy. You're a bad man. Go ahead.
He said those things out loud and we were all like, how dare you say what the media consistently says about a team that you just joined? And he's like, yeah, that's how we view them. We punched them in, you know, you punched them in the mouth and they're going to fold. And it's really true. And I don't know how you counteract that other than you build a tougher team mentally and physically. But I remember during the season, I was writing about the many issues that the Dolphins were having. And I got to the point where, and I started even asking my peers, like, hey, do you know anybody who's been demoted on this team? Like from a starting who like lost their starting job based on performance, and the only one that we could come up with was Durham Smythe, and then doubled down on that. Julian Hill was playing horribly, like horribly,
yes,
and he still wouldn't get benched. So it's just this culture of, you know, everybody is gifted a job, at, like even Jonah. Savanai. I don't know. Whatever.
Savanaya, whatever. Go ahead. I got you.
Okay. Even Jonah, okay? In an ideal world, he's going to be given that starting left guard spot.
Yes.
And he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to hold on to it. But is anybody going to be allowed to compete with him? Is that really, you know, same thing with Patrick Paul, is that a healthy environment where guys don't legitimately compete for jobs?
So
like
we
open camp and the guy
great,
in the spot.
It's a great question. Yeah,
the guy in the spot never goes to unit number two.
Yeah. So my gut feeling is, yeah, when you move up and take a guy 37, his ass needs to go in there day one and start and get him ready to go for what you have on that roster. And Kenneth Grant, day one, you need to go in there and you're starting and high-five all the veterans and tell them, excuse me, I'm moving ahead of you in this line because I'm the first pick and I need to play in this thing. James Daniel, as soon as that Achilles is ready to go, you're our highest-paid free agent. We had a problem here. You take the other guard position. We just don't have a lot of depth, man. I don't know, like...
No, we don't. They don't.
So, I don't know how much you want to compete with everything. Like, so I would ask you back, like, what positions are really open even on a team that doesn't have as much talent as it had a couple years ago?
Well, I think cornerback, anybody should be able to compete for that starting spot.
For which one? The quarterback?
The cornerback.
Oh, corner. Yeah, corner's open. Yes.
Yeah, I remember Brian Flores had a year where, you know, you practice well on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you're the starter. That's how Nick Needham won the job. That was 2019 where they were pretty much a really trashy team.
They were. You're right.
But it was more of a legitimate competition. Remember when he benched Raekwon Davis for Jerome Baker? And Raekwon's a second-round pick? and, you know, Jerome had never played inside linebacker. You know, I think we got to a point last year where you saw David Long lose his job to Walker. But we had, that was like the first time we'd ever seen it.
And yeah, they hadn't cut him. Thing, he ended up not only demoting him, he ended up cutting him. You're right.
Absolutely. That's the first time we'd ever seen them get tough with the team and the organization. And just more of that is needed. Not to say that we should cut people in the middle of the season, but it's got to be a performance-based business. It can't be everybody grandfathered in and gifted jobs.
So you had a little bit on Tyreek Hill. And I've spent so much time on Tyreek Hill, I almost need to apologize. I'm exhausted after I talk to him. I feel like I've run 5 miles after I talk about Tyreek Hill. You brought up some really good stuff. I don't know if you got some heat for it, but you brought up the divorce he's going through. It's going to be an ugly one. It's already been ugly, so it's no secret. And by the way, he can't let that stuff affect him and definitely can't get involved too much with it because this team's counting on him. How do you all of a sudden get Tyreek to low-key it and maybe just do a little trolling on the fans and nothing else?
Not even trolling on the fans. Just get Tyreek to lock in on his job and his responsibility and rebuilding his life. I know he's going to spend the summer. He generally spends the summer with his children, all of them. And you know, I hope he's found a home. I've been through divorce. I'm going through it now. It's tough. You know, his marriage was fresh, but it's tough. And
they are ugly, aren't they, Omar? I've shared mine with you. Yeah, there's nothing. It doesn't matter what year you have one. I'm not one of these guys who goes, you know, I had a beautiful divorce. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow, we just really care about each other now.
I've never heard of a beautiful divorce to begin. But listen, I think the best approach with Tyreek is to, and people are going to think this sounds crazy, but to rally around him, to love on him, to let football be his safe place, his refuge, maybe give up a lot of his side stuff. Let's be real about it. Tyreek before he got here was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He put up 1,700 yards. It just strengthened that case and strengthened the argument. Get him to believe in his legacy. Get him to believe in building that legacy. And, he's only a one-year rental at this point, but get Tyreek to buy in. And you got him to buy in the first time. It's not going to be that hard to get him to buy in now. And truthfully speaking, Tyreek needs to buy in for so many reasons. I think he'll be motivated
by the money part. We talked about this morning. I think after this year, he's going to – hey, man, if he doesn't have a good year here, this could be last year he sees the big bucks, man, if it's not a really good season.
That's true. Well, because of his age, it's probably going to be the last year he sees the big bucks anyway. But then again, you saw Adams get a ridiculous deal, not what he was at with from the L.A. team. But Tyreek also has to clean up his image. And I don't think Tyreek is smart enough to know everything that he's working against. And realistically, he's just got to keep his nose clean he's got to clean up his act and be the football player and not the consistent distraction.
So avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So let me ask you this one. This one drives everybody nuts that I know in my life. He's going to be a team captain after everything. Would you still make Tyreek one of those team captain or leaders in that group that gets together every week?
I don't think you have a choice if his teammates elect him and select him a team captain. I really don't think you have a choice. Let me say this in Tyreek's defense. I'm in that locker room every year. I'm in on the road, and there were so many moments I was like, damn, look at Tyreek being a leader. Like, okay, maybe he's turning the corner and there's a maturity to him. And then we have that one bad, frustrated moment at the end of the season where he basically said out loud probably what 20 players were feeling at that time. It was a weak moment followed by multiple instances of trolling. But I have seen Tyreek, as much as I've seen Tyreek troll, I've seen him be a leader. Do I feel like he's a healthy leader? Do I feel like he's always going to do the right thing? Do I feel like teammates should follow him? I don't know. I don't know.
That's a nice I don't know right there. That's a nice one. Hey, before I forget, have you talked to Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey. I cannot tell you that.
Okay, that's fine. I just wonder. I know you're on a mission. You really been, again, you and I have talked before, and I didn't know if you wanted to say that because you wanted to know what the hell happened, because it's so strange that you need a cornerback of that level,
mm-hmm.
and that's just how bad everything got, that you're willing and have told them, we got to get rid of you because you're not good for this team. And even though you're
– I don't really know if it's a we got to get rid of you. I think it's we're not good together. I think it's a divorce.
Yeah, I got you.
This is the one thing that I didn't initially believe, that this was a mutual parting of ways, but that's what I do understand. It is a truly mutual parting of ways.
All right.
We're just not good together.
So do you think Mike changes at all? Anything? Because he's still the head coach of this team. He is not one of the guys, man. He's still the guy that gets up in front of the room to start everything. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but the presentation is not the problem. That's not the problem. Mike knows how to connect with this generation of athletes. You know this from me because we've done shows on this. I believed in the player empowerment stuff. However, it blew up in Mike's face. It just did. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. Or does it mean that he had the wrong people?
So let me ask you. So when you got this many players, you brought this up, not only 53 on the active, but you're talking about by the end, it could be 70, 75 guys that made – and there's no way you're going to just have a room full of guys going to do everything right every day. You're going to have listen, even our guys, we got guys who got called in. How will Mike handle those situations when he's got to make tough – decisions, no matter what story they come up with them to tell them?
You got to demote people. You got to suspend people. You got to give them a week off. He's already been fining them. It's got to be some tough love. And I think I didn't understand why he publicly put out the late stuff.
I don't know why either.
I thought it was crazy because I realize now in hindsight, it's him not hiding from what his shortcomings are.
Yeah.
And that is commendable.
Hey, listen, he does some things. I agree with you. I think he does look in the mirror. I do think he evaluates himself. Like you said, he's had his own demons. And so I think with that is reality of everything on what he needs to do. Hey, it's a fine line, man, when you want to be close to your players. And, you know, and again, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I had Don Shula. Anyway, hey, Omar, thank you, man. Really good stuff. I enjoyed reading that article. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Joe.
All right, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, not that Omar has any problems with that at all, but I did, man. And I got to tell you, when you have ED and low T and your energy level is down on the floor, your sex drive is gone, and I mean gone. It was hit and miss for a while. It's kind of like, oh, maybe tonight. Oh, boy, it got bad, though. Oh, Lord. I was the one sprinting to bed to fall asleep first. I got to tell you, man, it's bad when you go through it. It messes with you like nothing I've ever been through. But I want to thank Atlantic Men's Clinic for the great results, not only my energy level to get back out and lose weight because I was active, all tied together, man, and your sex drive back and been able to enjoy my life with my wife. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I'm in the fourth quarter of life, and I know that, and I want to get the most out of it. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic is part of my life until I'm gone. I can just tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, you can go there, six locations in South Florida, set up that first appointment, you get your T, your PSA test, you meet with their professionals, and they put you on a plan that is perfect for you, a program that works for you to give you the best results. They police it. They do it a safe way, an effective way, where you get the best results. Call them today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.